Hello, my name is Milton Jones. I want to welcome you to Fresh Steps for You, where our goal each time is to feed you with knowledge and with understanding so that you can order your steps according to the Word of God and live your best life yet. Now, yesterday we was talking about how everything produces after its own kind. Everything has a seed in it. You have a, if you're a man, you have a seed in it. Your words are seeds. When you plant, you know, when you go to the grocery store and you buy a bag of seeds, in that seed is multiple fruits or multiple vegetables or multiple plants. And in that one seed are multiple seeds, but a seed can only produce after its own kind. You can't sow an orange seed and expect to get tomatoes. And you can't sow a corn seed and expect to get grapes. It doesn't work that way. And neither does your words work that way. You can't expect to sow negative words and get a good harvest. You got to, in order to get a good harvest, you have to sow good seed. Now, let's continue to talk about God, how He is still creating, setting everything up first before the man ever comes on the scene. And he said, what is he doing now? He is going to establish the star, the sun, the moon, and the stars. Let's go ahead and find out how he went about doing it. In Genesis chapter 1, verse number 14, it says this. It says, "And then God said, let there be lights in the firmaments of heaven, and to divide the day from the night. And let them be signs and for signs and for seasons and for days and for years. And let them be for lights in the firmament of the heavens to give light on the earth." So you can see that the sun and the moon and the stars, there was a purpose. Everything God creates has a purpose. And that's the one thing I want you to make sure you got out of this. Everything that God creates has a purpose, including you, including me, and including the whole world. God gave them a purpose. Even for the sun and the moon and the stars, he says, "Hey, I'm gonna create this light." And he said, "Lights be in the firmament of the heavens to divide the day from the night, and let them be," this is their purpose, "for signs, for seasons, for days, and for years." That's how people used to be able to tell what the seasons are. That's still how people are able to tell. It's a season. We're in daylight saving time. What? How you know? Because the sun stays up longer. The sun comes up early in the morning, stays up later throughout the night. But when you get closer to the fall, guess what happens? The sun, it gets darker a lot quicker. So the sun rises later, and it sets a lot sooner to let you know you're in the fall. And the same thing happens in the winter. So that's what their purpose was. Now, let's talk about what they were. He says, "Firmaments was it, and it was so. Then God made two great lights." What was the two great lights he made? The greater light rules the day, which we call the sun. The lesser light is to rule the night, which we call the moon. And he didn't only just make stars. He didn't only just make the sun. He didn't only just make the moon, but he also made the stars. And God was the one who set the stars in the heavens to give light on the earth, and the rule over the day, and the rule over the night, and to divide the light from the darkness. And God saw that it was good. So you're saying that even though he created the moon, he also created the stars to give off light on the earth. That's not something you're going to do with some evolution. It didn't happen that way. God was the one who spoke it, and then he saw what he said, and he said, and it was good. That's the same thing you do. You can speak it, and when you speak God's word and continue to speak God's word, you will see it and you will say, it is good. My name is Milton Jones. I want to thank you for joining us here at Fresh Steps for You. We'll see you next time. Have a great day. Bye-bye.